please welcome to the show my buddy, Dr. Phil McGraw. Dr. Phil.
Hey, good morning, we love Dr. You, Dr. Phil.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing great.
Thank you. Really, really great. I want to say this on the air, too, man. Thank you so much. When I first started the talk show, everybody, Dr. Phil was the first congratulations and the first thank you I got from him and his wife, a very, very wonderful arrangement. I wanted to say thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome. We couldn't be happier for you. As you know, we consider you guys close personal friends. And, of course, nobody is the least bit surprised that you're doing so well with your show. You guys are killing it. You're knocking it out of the park.
Well, it's early in the game, but we are not hanging with it, Dr. Phil.
Well, the show looks great, sounds great. I mean, you're just doing a great job.
A lot of fun. Well, I learned a lot, though. I've been on your show quite a few times.
Well, of course. We've had you in training.
Yeah. Yeah, really have, man. You really gave me the idea.
That's cute.
Hey, well, listen, man. You got this new book out. It's called Life Code, The New Rules for Winning in the Real World. Give me your thought behind writing this book and why you named it that.
Well, look, I should have written this book 4 or 5 years ago, and I am so mad at myself that I didn't. And I really longer than that ago, because, look, we're not growing up in the world our mama told us about. You know that. Things have changed. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I didn't even see a computer. I'd never even heard about a computer.
Right.
Things were different back in that time. It wasn't just computers. Things were different. The world is different today. So that means our kids are growing up in a different world. Back in the day, I would go play under the streetlight till midnight in the summertime because my mother knew I was down there. You know, we were down there playing catch and killing crickets, and she knew it was okay because everybody lived in the neighborhood. And if there was some stranger in the neighborhood, everybody knew it because it stuck out like a sore thumb. That's not true anymore. We live in a transient society now. People don't go to the school down the corner. You don't play with just the kids in the neighborhood. It's a completely different world. And when the game changes, the rules change. And when the rules change, you got to have a new rule book. And that's what I wrote here. That's what Life Code is. We live in a different world, so I wrote a book that tells people not how you wish the world worked, not how the world should work, but how the world really works.
You know, man, I was reading over the weekend, and one of the words that I fell in love with that you came up with in the book, and you do a whole very long chapter on it, you call people, instead of calling people haters, you call them baiters.
Yeah, here's the thing. When I decided, it was funny, when I sat down and said, okay, we deal with people in our lives. Everybody does it. Maybe they're in part of your family. I say in the book, maybe you're sitting next to them on the couch at home or across the dinner table from them. But there are people in this life that are more than happy to take what's yours. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your money. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's your promotion. There are people in this world that are willing to jerk you around, exploit you, and take what is yours. And I want people to know how to spot these guys, and I call them baiters, and that stands for backstabbers, abusers, imposters, takers, exploiters, reckless. These are people that are just, we all know them, and if you look in the psychology books, there's no one diagnosis that describes these people.
Right.
There are a lot of different things, and so I couldn't just give them a diagnosis like psychopath or antisocial personality. So I had to come up with a term that described all of these things. And we all know them. Steve, you know them.
Yeah. I got them around me constantly.
Yeah, constantly. You're not talking about Shirley, of course.
Oh, no.
Dr. Phil.
No. Shirley's not a beta. Shirley's just a little hater. Just a little bit.
Whatever, Steve.
But nothing that interferes with her job performance. Hey, you know what I like about this book, everybody? The name of the book, again, is Life Code, The New Rules for Winning in the Real World. What I like about this is you break it down so clear, and you're right, this is such a great time for this book. The bad guys, the baiters, their secret playbook, how they go about baiting you in the first place. But then I love how you tell people to stop being a target.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. When the rules change, you got to change the way you play the game. And what I've said in here is if you never encounter one of these people in your life, you will. But if you never encounter one of these people in your life, you still have to change the way you play the game. Because, look, in the old days, it used to be, look, work down at the bank for 20 years, they give you a gold watch, you retire, you know, you go play golf or hang around, and
right.
Live happily
good.
Ever after.
That's just not the way it works anymore. You know, you've got to do things different. You've got to play big. You can't. It used to be keep your nose to the grindstone, you know, be loyal, show up every day, good things come to those who wait. Sorry, it just doesn't work that way anymore.
Wow.
It doesn't work that way anymore. There's a whole new set of rules that you've got to embrace, and I go through, it's what I call the Sweet 16. These are the things you got to do if you want to win. The good news about success is it does leave clues. People that are successful do certain things. And
right. It's
very clear, winners do things losers don't want to do. And I outline exactly what those things are in the book.
Woo!
So people know.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, you all, this is a great book because I've never seen anybody approach it from this angle.
Mm-hmm.
So clear and concise about winning. We talk a lot on this show about winning, the principles of success.
Mm-hmm.
But how to apply them and how to make them work in today's world versus when I was growing up or Doc was growing up. I was reading in the book, man, and I highlighted one of the things that really set me up. I got like 150 pages in. But it says, remember, what you are trying the hardest to hide is exactly what you broadcast about yourself the most.
Ooh.
That is such a true statement.
Wow.
No, it is true. Look, only 7% of what we communicate is verbal. 93% is nonverbal. And if the baiters, they're good at this. They groom you. They figure out what it is that you are most ashamed of, and they are going to target that at the time they need to distract you the most, that they need to sneak up on you the most, that they need to disarm you the most. And that's when they're going to come at you with what you think you've hidden, and you haven't hidden it at all. And so I ask people to do some things. I give some assignments in this book so you get real with yourself about who you are. I think it's so important so you can't be ambushed. I think people are really going to enjoy this. And, you know, the book, it's interesting, Steve. This book, we have it in what we call pre-sale at this point. The only place you can get this book, there is one place and one place only you can get this book right now, and it's at a place called thebooknook.com. Thebooknook.com.
Okay.
It doesn't go on broad sale where you can get it in bookstores until February 5th. But right now, you can get it in what we call a pre-sale at thebooknook.com. If you just go online, put that in, it's just right there, and it'll get to you overnight. But I think this book is going to really take off. I think people are going to enjoy reading this.
Hey, folks, I'm telling you, I'm highly recommending this to all my listeners because we're always trying to find a way to get you a leg up on this show. We're always talking about positive attitude, principles of success. But I've never seen anybody really approach it this way. The book, everybody, is called Life Code by Dr. Phil McGraw. It's the new rules for winning in the real world. Now, here's the deal, everybody. After we get through talking, I want everybody that's trying to make it, everybody that's trying to get a leg up in today's world, everybody that's ever been confused about haters or now found out they betas, if anybody's looking for a way to get a leg up on the competition, you should get this book. Go to The Book Nook, BOOKNOOK, TheBookNook.com. It's the only place you can buy it right now. Doc came on our show because we're friends, and we want to make it available to all of our listeners early before the book comes out in February. But if you go now, it's a great Christmas gift, a great stocking stuffer for the holidays. People are going to get ready to make these resolutions in January. They have the book in front of them already. So everybody, it's thebooknook.com. And it also has a companion DVD, and it's on audiobook. Is that true, Phil?
That's right. Did both of those things. And let me tell you, this is one of those things, this will sound funny for me to say since I wrote the book, but this is one of those things that you only want to tell your best friends about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell everybody about this because I really do think it gives you an incredible edge.
Yeah. Okay. Don't buy the book for any hater you know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.